Jimmy Best John.
47.
I would certainly.
Copperfield's on at 7.
All right, Michael, what about you?
Hi, Chair. How are you?
I'm all right.
We're ready to go, I think.
Ready to go, yeah. All right, folks. Any apologies there tonight?
An apology from Councillor Trainer.
Okay. Obviously, I'm standing for Leanne. Leanne is off on maternity leave for another few weeks. I'd just like to congratulate herself and Niall on a birth of a wee baby boy, Pat James. So all's doing well, and we've an odd little magpie we have to contend with in Hilltown. So congratulations, Leon. Any declarations of interest, folks?
Chairperson, I'm not declaring a letter of interest, but I'd like to echo your sentiments on behalf of the SALP group and on the committee to congratulate Leanne and Niall on their new arrival, and to wish them every happiness and best wishes for the future. And I'm sure it's a great occasion for Leanne and the family. So, again, well done and congratulations from us all here.
That's grand, Terry. Thank you, Niall. Thank you. Okay, we're heading on to number 3, the action sheet arising from the AHC committee on the 15th of February. Has anybody anything to say about it?
Yes, Chair. In relation to page 13 on the action sheet on the place strategy update, I just was wondering, is there any further developments in relation to Dara Cross and the Hillfoot 1 and 2 play areas that... And also releasing any word back from Dara. Thanks very much.
Okay, so that'd be yourself, Michael or Paul. Any information on that, Dara?
Yeah, it's me, Chair. That's okay. Chair, do you mind if I come back to you directly on those two play parks you mentioned there?
Chair, I'm happy enough, Paul. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Thanks, Chair, for your indulgence.
Okay, no problem, Terry. We're on to number 4 here, the Community Coordination Hub. Anybody, Mark, has a question here on your questions on number 4, Mark, is it?
No, sorry, Chair, it was just before, just the action sheet from the last AHC, Chair. Could I just make a, it's only a plea, could I just make a plea regarding the virtual suicide prevention training that has been, there's 3 dates that have been put out there. Just any councillors who haven't got a chance to sign up to it, there's one final date on the 25th, and I would just make a plea to every councillor, if you can, get on it. It's all done. It'll be done in the comfort of your own homes. There's no driving. There's no travelling to it. And it's vitally important. The training is fantastic. It's vitally important. And just to make a bit of a plea, Chair, that please, anybody who hasn't signed up to it, could they please do so?
No bother, Mark. Yeah, I'm on that date myself, funny enough, the 25th. So, yeah, it's worth, you know, as Mark was saying, you don't have to leave your own house. It's there for you. I think that kicks off at 1 o'clock, as far as I know now. So, yeah, 100%, Mark.
Thanks,
okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, all right. We'll move on. Number 4, the Community Coordination Hub. Everybody okay with that? All right.
Yes, Chair. It's me, and my signal's really bad tonight, so apologies if I'm cutting out. This report's on the Community Coordination Hub. As members are aware, this is the group responsible for overseeing the community response to COVID-19. So we're looking for approval around the decisions made at the meeting on the 24th of February. And you can see in the action sheet, Chair, there's updates on the food pallet scheme, the Warm Well and Connected scheme, the Norbrook Meal scheme, and the New Year's Honour. So we're looking approval for that action sheet, please.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Barra, I see you paying the key of a question there, Barra, have you?
Yeah, Chair, thanks a million. Just a quick question for Janine. Janine, yeah, it's a great idea. I said the last time we're around as well, and, you know, we've figured out during the last 12 months that this is exactly the type of thing that we need. And just so that we're never falling through the gaps or that, I'd imagine the way this is done is that you're contacting every community group across the district and that. And it might just be worth thinking. Do you see when the whole work was going on, helping communities against COVID in the last 12 months, there were other groups aside from the community groups. I'm thinking in particular of men's shed groups who played a crucial part in looking after a particular section of the community. The men's shed group in Newtown, when they couldn't meet as a men's shed, the coordinator and a few of his mates from it physically and literally went round all the men who are part of the men's shed group. So maybe 30 men, and then another 30 on top of that. And they weren't looking to get talking. They were talking them through the windows. They were leaving packs. They were getting packs with hand sanitizer and with gloves and with face masks and everything sent out from the men's shed of Ireland. And they were posting them through the ladder box and delivering them that. So my dad was a beneficiary of the men's shed calling to his house a couple of times a week. And I thought I'd just give a shout out just to make sure. Do you see in the like of that coordination hub that you have? Again, a fantastic initiative. Well done, everyone. And the community associations are playing an absolute blinder right across the district. But just a shout out for the like of the men's shed. I'm sure there's other organisations in other areas who play a valuable part like that. But Janine, just to keep them in mind, all right? Well done. Happy to propose.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Janine. That's proposed by Barra and second by Councillor Mason. Okay. All right, we're on to item 5 in the agenda, the installation of rapid bins on council sites. That's yourself again, Janine.
Me again, Chair, members. It is a report seeking approval to install a further 8 rapid bins in council facilities across the district. So this is why this is coming to you tonight. So just some points to draw members' attention to. The scheme is overseen by the PCSP, the Police and Community Safety Partnership, but the bins are looked after primarily and solely by the PSNI, and it's the PSNI that empty the bins for ourselves. It is already a successful scheme. You're probably aware that we have 7 bins already operating in the district, and as the report details, it's quite a successful initiative right across the north. So we're looking at 180,000 items of prescription meds removed through the rapid bins. So the proposal is to install another further 8 bins, all on council sites, and we seek approval then, Chair, to proceed with the locations as listed in 3.1 of the report. Happy to take any questions.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Yeah, I have a few questions here, Janine, for you. Councillor Walker, you're proposing a question.
I propose we accept the recommendation and I welcome this here. As the officer has said, this has been a great success since it has been rolled out in the district. And I'm glad to see that we're getting one in Saintfield, Ballinahinch and Killeigh in the Rowallan area, because over the last number of months, drugs misuse in these areas are on the up. So they are, and it's given me cause for concern. So hopefully this will help in the fight against drugs. You know, I think we need to commend as well the PCSP in rolling this out. This has been an excellent initiative, as the officer has said, and hopefully as more and more towns come on, it'll get more successful. But I would like to ask the question, Janine, in that there, I don't see CrossGuard mentioned anywhere. Will CrossGuard be included further down the line, maybe sometime later in that there, you know, because I believe this is something that would benefit every major town and village right throughout the whole of Bury Moon and Down. But once again, if you could convey our sincere gratitude to the PCSP officers for rolling this out, I would thank you for that there, because it's an excellent scheme.
Okay. Yeah, just to come back to say the sites, Billy, have been identified in partnership with the PSNI and other agencies. So that's why these sites have come up as priority. But I will pass on the gratitude that you've expressed to the PCSP and ask for consideration for other areas such as Crossgar.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Terry, have you a question here?
Yes, I have, Chair. Thank you very much. And I must say, from my time on the PCSP, the idea of rapid bins was very much discussed about, and there was some trial introductions into the area. I'm a firm supporter of the idea of the rapid bins being installed and located across the district, especially in Rhiwallon as well. It's a very good idea, and it's innovative, and it does encourage people that maybe would stockpile prescribed medication, etc., to dispose of in a safe and efficient manner. And like Councillor Walker, I would like to commend the officers and to all involved in rolling out such an excellent scheme, which will have huge benefits for the district as a whole. And in relation to Crossgar, I share the same sentiments as Councillor Walker, that if Crossgar could be included in a future rollout of the rapid bins, would be very much welcome. But again, good scheme. And well done to all concerned. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Barry, you're seconding it, and you have a question as well.
Yeah, I'm putting question in as really a comment. You know, everybody has mentioned the PCSP so far, and that's fine, that's well and good, and it's PCSP that's overseeing it, and fair play to them and all that. But, you know, there's a lot more to it, and when Billy and Terry are mentioning Crossgar and that, they'll know themselves. It's not the PCSP that's meeting in Crossgar and trying to get this. It's the community in Crossgar, just like in Newtown Hamilton, just like in Cross McGlen. The community association met, discussed this, worked through the like of Janine and worked through the like of the people in the council to discuss this very important issue. And it bears right down in the centre of it is a community's insistence of a zero tolerance to drugs. So drugs in the street, drugs in the home, prescription drugs, non-prescription drugs, zero tolerance completely whatsoever. So myself and Councillor Finnegan spoke about this before our last DEA forum meeting, and Aoife's actually the chair of our DEA forum, and we said we were happy to propose Newtown and Cross McGlen as a site for these two rapid bins, with the idea, just as Billy says, wouldn't it be fantastic to see them rolled out in every community centre and every council owned facility right across the district to get the curse and scourge of drugs off the streets as quickly as possible. So well done to all involved, and let's see how the rollout works out.
Okay, thanks, Cora. Councillor Taylor.
Yep, thank you, Chair. Chair, first of all, obviously welcome the proposed installation of these facilities in Cross McGlen and Newton Hamilton, as was mentioned by Barra there, the word discussed at our recent DEA meeting. There was also a discussion regarding Bessbrook and the possibility of exploring a site for this, you know, within the area as well. So there was a maybe talk about the community centre in Bessbrook, but there was a bit of concern given that the community centre itself is a bit remote from the village itself, and there is maybe other sites been, you know, explored at this stage. And I was just wondering, we obviously may get an update at our DEA meeting, but I was just wondering maybe, Janine, if you were able to give an update on the Bessbrook. Because we had suggested, myself and Declan Murphy had suggested a couple of possible sites for that, and I was just wondering if there was any update on that as well.
Okay. I don't have an update now on Bessbrook at the minute, but I will follow that up and come back to you directly if you're happy. Okay.
Yep, thanks, Janine. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, David. Here we got now. Councillor McEvitt.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry. Is the notice of motion not meant to be up for recreation outside, or am I in the wrong thing? And number four, did I miss that? I'm in the wrong
number
one, am
four
I?
Four is the community coordination hub.
No number problem. Five, sorry, is it what? No, I must have been the wrong one, Jerry. Sorry. I just thought I missed it. No problem. Thank you.
You happy enough then, yeah? Okay. Andy, you have a question?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. But like other councillors, it's coming to Dundrum, which is more than be welcome, and I might be getting my wires crossed here, but I noticed it was discussed at a recent one of our Steve Crew forum meetings about one in Castle Welland, but I don't see it on the list. So I'm just wondering, is there a further tranche coming down the line? I might get my wires crossed, or are they still looking for a site or such like? But anyway, no, thank you, Chair.
Okay. Janine, can you answer that, or do you want to come back to Andy again with that?
Chair, yes, Andy, I'll have to come back to you as well and find out what way the discussions ended up in terms of Castle Welland. My understanding was that there was a period of consultation through the DEAs, and that combined with stats from the PSNI and other statutory partners provided the information needed to site to locate these eight bins. But again, I'll follow it up and come back to you.
Okay, thanks, Janine. So that motion was proposed by Councillor Walker and seconded by Councillor Murrah. All right, we're number six here now, the DEA form update reports.
Yes, Chair, members, our usual monthly DEA report. We're seeking approval this month for action sheets relating to Newry, Slieve Gullion, Crotlead, Rhiwallon and Slieve Croob. And again, we've provided us with the report just to let you know the different ways we're working through the DEAs using some innovative engagement measures. So looking for approval for those action sheets, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Okay, let me see. Councillor Walker, have you a question on this, have you?
Yes, and I'd also second it. I see Councillor Mason has proposed it, so I'd second it. And that, yes, just in relation to the Rhiwallon one, this is a question for Michael. In it, there, we have the enhanced leisure provision in the Ballinahinch area. As you know, Michael, we had a meeting with the MP for Strangford, the Rhiwallon councillors, our DEA coordinator in that, in relation to this. And that, is there any updates in relation to that? When will we see a paper coming forward to the AHC meeting or back to the Rhiwallon DEA in relation to this? Because it has been a number of months now since we had the meeting. We did meet with your, I think yourself and the chief executive in relation to this.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I believe, and Janine's sitting here, so she may know the date. I'm not sure. I don't want to put you on the spot, Janine, but I believe a follow-up meeting is being arranged, Councillor. So the very next DEA meeting, there will be an update for the DEA councillors just prior to that meeting. And I believe that's coming up in the next few weeks' time. Janine, I don't know if you know the date of it.
I don't know the date, but I'll check it out in the meeting.
No, that's very much appreciated.
Okay, thanks, Michael. Councillor Mason, you have a question as well, have you, Cathy?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. It's basically just on the Slieve Croob DEA action sheet, and I know Councillor McMurray will be able to back me up on this one as well, but it was proposed during that meeting that the members agreed to consider like some sort of token being given to the volunteers who delivered the food parcels and things like that, using an underspend within the DEA, and just noting on the action sheet that it says it has to be considered by the council. So I'm just checking, is that something that can be done, or are other DEAs considering doing something similar?
Okay, Janine, you want to take that?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sorry, my signal is really bad, Cathy, but I think you're talking about the it was like a volunteer reward scheme, and I think it was discussed across a number of DEAs, and for that reason there was a conversation internally about making sure it was a consistent approach applied. So I think that's the rationale for looking at a council approval to keep things consistent. I'll go away and have a word with Priscilla and find out what the end of that those discussions were, because I know it was, I think in Rhiwallon as well, there was a reward scheme set up. So I'm sorry if he's sent it, but I'll come back to you. I'll get the information and come back to you.
Okay, thanks, William, Janine.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Charlie, have you a question there?
Yeah, thanks very much, Charlie. It's to do with the Newry DEA, the Willie Mealy project. I just want to know what the progress is, because the Green and White Brigade would need some sort of positive news coming out of things the way they are currently. Is there any update you can give me on the the William Ailey project?
Yeah, through the chair. Yes, Charlie, Councillor Casey, we did check this out because I know you have raised it before at AHC. So that action is sitting with ERT, and Michael had followed up with Connor then on the back of the last meeting just to make sure it was clear in terms of what we were handing over. So it's an ERT matter now. And any further update, we can go to Connor or go to ERT and come back to you on it.
I would appreciate any feedback there is from the ERT because I don't sit on that committee as these, so I'd like an update if possible. Thanks very much, Janine.
Chair, I know that the DA coordinator, the ERT coordinator, Kerry, continues to be working with the group in terms of an application that was going to be made, Janine, as I understand it. So we're quite happy for you to continue to talk to Kerry as well. We'll ask Kerry to send you an update, and I'll also bring it up again with Conor Mallon.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Right. Michael. All right, that was proposed. Okay, is that it? Yep. That was proposed by Cathy and seconded by Councillor Walker. All right, we've moved on to number 7 here now, financial assistance. Item 7 now.
Yes.
Yourself, Janine.
Sure, me again. This is a report detailing the outcome of the financial assistance call for the ANI centenaries that went out recently. You can see from the report there were 39 applications submitted, out of which we're recommending funding for 24. So we require approval for that revenue call, and then next month, Chair, we'll be bringing back details of the remaining things under call 1 and seeking approval for that. And the following month, we'll be looking at approvals for the capital call. Just the first one out of the traps for the financial assistance call 1.
Okay, thanks, Janine. Councillor Taylor, you're proposing it, and have you questioned that?
Yeah, just a comment more, Chair. Just listen, a quick question. I welcome the fact that we've been able to process this so quickly. You know, that's very good, given that the applications were only in last week, over the last week or so. So it's good to see that. I just suppose there is a number of groups have, you know, missed out on the opportunity, you know, for to access fund. But if they wish to appeal that, they can follow that process. I'm assuming that still exists, like any other, you know, like any other scheme that's previously been, you know, provided. So it's just to, you know, clarify that they can go through that process if required.
Definitely, Dean. And we would ask groups, and if you're talking to any groups, encourage them to appeal, because it does give an understanding as to why they didn't make the cut or what they can change for the next time round. And there'd be always someone at the end of the phone to talk them through it. So, yes, appeals processed in place, and please encourage groups to pick up the phone.
Okay. So I'm conscious, obviously, we don't know who the groups are, but or even who has applied, but it's just that, you know, if they do have that opportunity, they can do that. So thanks for that. Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, David. That was proposed by David, and I'll second that. Go ahead. All right. Item number 8, notion of motion outdoor recreation, and I. That is yourself, Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Members will recall last month the notice of motion, I think, originally through from full council to AHC committee. We've now considered this notice of motion, and we're recommending that the creation of the outdoor recreation group be referred to ERT committee for consideration, given the amount of outdoor recreation that sits with them. However, that there'll be AHC representation on that group, and neighbourhood services also.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Andy, you want to ask me a question?
More so just to propose that we go with the recommendation. It's good to see. I mean, it is going to require, and I'm very appreciative of the fact that the council officers are putting the time in, and also require such a motion as this is going to require a certain amount of cross departmental working. But you know, and again, that's fine. That's good. That's good to see. You know, the key points about this sort of motion are really raising the awareness of the environmental impact that we're having on the outdoors, championing the outdoors and the associated benefits, and also, you know, how we manage sustainable participation within the outdoors, within our district. So yeah, again, just again, sort of to thank the officers again, just to sort of make pass the comment that, you know, it's a Newry morning down outdoor recreation, rather than the Northern Ireland outdoor recreation, but that's the main, one of the main things. But it's also just to say that, you know, on passing the motion, just to let officers, be making officers aware that, you know, there've been a certain amount of, I've had a certain amount of communication with agencies, third party bodies, you know, here, you know, keen to get involved with the council, and how we do provide and, educate and manage and such like. But yes, no, happy that it, is going to go to ERT, as long as it doesn't get, fall through the cracks there. And also just, thank you again that the council officers drew attention to the fact that, you know, neighbourhood services are going to have to be involved in this as well. So, happy to propose, and thank you, Chair.
Okay, thanks, Andy. That's proposed by yourself and second by Barra. Okay, we're on to item number 9, Sustainably and Climate Change Forum Actions for a meeting held on the 18th of February. That's yourself, Owen.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, members, this is the quarterly meeting of Sustainability and Climate Change Forum, so we just need poser and a seconder for the action sheet.
Okay. Councillor Andrews and proposed it, Councillor Mason seconded. Okay, grand job, we're moving well. Okay, item number 10, the mental health strategy consultation response. That's Owen.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Again, this is the Department of Health are consulting on the new 10-year mental health strategy, and we have prepared a response, and we're just asking for committee approval to return that response.
Okay, Barra, let me see, they're going here fast. Barra, you're proposing it and you have a question.
Yeah, no, just again a comment, just to say, look, anything that this committee, as well as full council, can be doing to promote positive mental health among our residents should be top of the priority list. I know that some of the motions that come through council, particularly Mark's, you know, hits the right buttons in terms of mental health awareness and that, so look, just basically to have full support for this, and more than happy to propose.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. Councillor Mason, you're seconded, and you have a question as well.
Yeah, again, it's more a comment as well, something along the lines of Barra had spoke about there. And I welcome the fact that we're putting in this response and the approach that we've taken, but we really do need to make it clear that the council is wanting an increase in the share of the funding towards this mental health services. They're obviously already stretched, even prior to COVID, and completely underfunded. I think it's something like 6% of the budget that goes towards it. The demand is only going to increase as we come out of COVID and have post-COVID strategies and things like that. So we really need to see that these mental health services get the exact same attention as the physical health services are getting. And that means, obviously, budgets, support, resources and everything. So anything at all that this council can do to throw its support behind that and to put pressure even on the minister to make sure that this is the direction of travel. Thanks.
Okay, definitely, Cathy. Yeah. Mark, you're second. Well, I think Cathy's second. Go ahead.
Right. Just a bit of confusion here. The screening lever. Chair, I'm releasing to the.
Sorry. I missed you there.
Yeah, no problem, Chair. No, I just agree wholeheartedly with the sentiments expressed by our previous speakers. You know, and I think it's a very good and worthwhile exercise that the council is having a major input into a document. And as Councillor Mason touched on, you know, we're in very difficult times at the moment, and at the moment the pandemic is having a detrimental effect on mental health, but quite rightly so. But hopefully we'll get through the pandemic, but that's when everything, sort of the real picture will emerge of how it's impacted on mental health, of course, people of all ages and abilities. And I do think it's very important that at this stage that resources are found, and maybe I'll be an exercise for the executive at Stormont to and try to draw down funding to finance services that are going to be in so much demand. And I think it is a very good document, and I do support the sentiments, and it is very important at this stage that we do lay out the plans ahead. But again, thanks very much to the officers and to all who worked hard to have a major contribution ready for input. So thanks very much.
Okay, thanks for that, Terry. I apologise for not taking you in. I just missed you here. Okay, that was proposed by Councillor O'Meara and second by Councillor Andrews.
Chair, we'll incorporate those comments then about the need for additional resources into the response before we return it.
Okay, definitely.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Sean.
Brilliant job. Okay, that brings us on to item number 11. Funding request from Social Farms and Gardens NI. That is your cell phone, is it?
Yeah. Yes, again, we're looking at that members consider and agree that we again pay our annual subscription to the Social Farms and Garden organisation. It's £800 for continued membership, and just it highlighted in the report some of the work that we have done with them. So just looking for approval that that we provide that funding, and we have provision within the estimates within our budget to do that. So.
Okay, thanks, Owen. We have a. Well, it's proposed by Councillor Andrews, second by Councillor McKevitt. Councillor McMurray, have you a comment or a question on it?
Unfortunately, my internet was a bit slow there, so but that's okay. It's all proposed and second, and that's happy days. No, I have a quick question, just in the sense of certainly in Slieve Croob, we have seen quite an increase in community grown projects. You know, during the first lockdown, there was the Dolmans Climate Network put together some really good wee home grown packs, and that's extended out now. In fact, there's another, I was only a matter on the phone today with another group who are looking to do wee sort of sowing, as in seed sowing, growing, and swapping. So it's really, it's certainly something that's really, really coming, to fruition, if you will. One thing is, reading through that wee report there, it mentioned about, gardens and community asset transfers, really, and I was just sort of curious as to, you know, a bit of direction perhaps from the council officers. If a site became available, you know, who would be the best contact within the council regarding, possibly pursuing something that would allow, sort of a community garden, to sort of go on that next stage and actually have a sort of a communal area in which they can actually grow some vegetables and such like. So is this more that direction? Should the situation arise, how would one best go about that? Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, good enough question now. And Owen,
could I defer to Michael on that one, actually, on the community asset transfer?
Thank you, Chair. All of these things have to be considered on their own merits, but certainly if there is a plot of land which a particular community group is interested in, we do have a policy which was agreed through this committee for the transfer of land that is in the ownership of the council. In terms of community asset transfers on a wider basis for other public lands, that's part of the D1 process, and there's recently been, you'll be aware, I'm sure, from the department, there's been further guidance on community asset transfers and on the Interpretation Act, which talks about council having and other public sector bodies having to receive best value for that in terms of financial terms. That has now been amended to allow for a form to be filled in by the group and the sponsoring organisation to try and make that a much smoother process. terms of moving any of those proposals forward, that can be done in the first instance through the DEA coordinators, and through the DEA coordinators we can help them to ascertain funding streams and other mechanisms to bring their development forward. I hope that was answering your question. If you want to, we're quite happy to meet with you to talk about it further.
Michael, Mr. Lipset, no, that really was, that was good. And I do apologize, somewhat blindsiding you there, as it just came into my head there this afternoon reading it. And, it is something that has, I'm not sure what other councillors have noticed, but certainly I've noticed, an uptake and an interest in this. And, thank you, Mr. Lipset, that really did. And, that's, food for thought in your answer. So I'm getting a lot of these bad puns in. Do apologize. Bye now.
Happy to talk to you anytime about it, Chris.
Okay.
And just the other thing to highlight is I think a couple of months ago this committee, it was agreed to put, so there'll be a financial call for a community grown type, it was from a notice of motion, so we put some money in to have an additional financial call for community type, community grown allotment type projects to be coming out later in the year.
Great job, Owen. Okay, move on to item number 12 here. Data consultation, fisheries management measures for marine protected areas and establishment of scallop enchantment sites in the north of Ireland inshore region.
Thanks, Chair. Okay. That's quite the snappy title for that one.
Lovely, isn't it?
you got through it well. We've been consulted by DARA, and their biodiversity officer has looked at it, and we're just looking for permission to return the attached consultation response. It's about management of fisheries.
You just need a proposer and seconder then, Owen, do you?
Yeah.
All right. We're flying in here. Okay. Where are we? Councillor Andrews and Councillor O'Mara. Okay. We're hoarding on. Okay, I think... 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 is for noting. Am I right in saying that, yeah?
No.
No, I didn't think
no,
so.
No, Chair.
All right.
Sorry, item 13 is for noting. And then we need a proposal and second to the Gwendolyn Committee for the rest of the items, Chair.
Okay, got you now. I was way ahead of myself there. Thanks, Janine.
So we need a proposal and seconder to go into committee, and then just give a couple of minutes to the get the press and that out, and we can start preparing the reports.
Sure, it doesn't seem to be any press looking back in. They've all been emailed, but nobody's come back, so we can go ahead.
No bother. So, is that it then, is it? More or less.
Sorry, Chair, I can just read out what was agreed.
Sorry.
Recording, if that's okay.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
Recording started, Donna.
Thank you. Whilst in committee this evening, the following was agreed. Item 14, Castle Park Seasonal Operatives. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mason, seconded by Councillor Andrews, to approve the following. To appoint the preferred bidder, as detailed within the officer's report, per year for seasonal operations at Castle Park for up to 5 years. For officers to agree the terms and enter into a contract with the preferred bidder for seasonal operations at Castle Park. Item 15, Leisure Scale of Charges. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Mason, to approve the following. The proposed scale of charges for leisure and sports section for 2021-22 commenced on the 1st of April 2021 as per Appendix 1, and that officers continue to apply membership discounts aligned to COVID-19 restrictions on access to facilities and services. Item 16, Public Tender Programme Delivery Partnership.
It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mason, seconded by Councillor O'Hare, for a public tender for up to 3 years for a programme delivery partner subject to annual rates estimates provisions. Item 17, Milltown Playing Fields lease renewal Warmpoint Tennis Club. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Gibbons, seconded by Councillor Mason, to approve the renewal of the current lease arrangements at Milltown Playfields between the Council and Warmpoint Tennis Club as per Appendix 1 and subject to Council valuation processes. Item 18, Facilities Management Agreement for Three Wise Community Centre, Newry. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Casey, seconded by Councillor Murray, to approve the sinking fund to be reduced as outlined within the officer's report per annum for a 2-year period and a budget to be made available through the rates estimates to cover subsequent sink fund shortfall. Item 19, CAN business case, approval to procure interpretive signage for the CAN project. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Gibbons, seconded by Councillor McMurray, to proceed with the procurement exercise for the work as detailed within the officer's report. And lastly, item number 20, single tender action for Phyllis. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mason, seconded by Councillor Murray, for the Director of the Active and Healthy Communities to sign the single tender action as presented with provision for extension for up to 3 years. And that was the end of the in-committee items, Chair.
That's great. Thanks ever so much. Now, that's the end of the meeting, folks. We didn't do too bad there. 55 minutes, which is very good. Before I go here now, I'd just like to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day now. I know it's always very difficult to drown the Shamrock this year, but sure, we can give it a go, I know. And also a very happy Easter to you, and a peaceful one at that. And just look after yourselves, okay? And all the best, folks.
Cheers, Chair. Right, everybody.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you.
I'll probably see you.